kasha that people ask on the Indian of Ayu Chai Sora, and the next pasuk is Vatoma Sora. The parsha is called Parshat Chai Sora, and she's only alive in one pasuk. On the next pasuk, the second pasuk, the parsha begins really Vatoma Sora. What's the pshat? So there's a very deep avort, and that is that the person has to realize everything in Olam Hazeh dies. The flower, the apple, everything grows and then it dies. Reaches its maximum growth and then it's dead. There's no real chayim in Olam Hazeh. Zman, time is a nivro. Time was created in Olam Hazeh. So Zman is a nivro, right? Time is like a tree. Everything that was created, everything is Zmala, and Ruchnis is Zmala min Azman. So there's a lot of tzaddikim who are Zmala min Azman. Because they're dovek to the Olam, which is Zmala min Azman. Zman is a nivro like everything else. And made it, therefore, Zman also dies. So if a person, when his man's gone, when the rega's gone, it's gone. Gone forever. It's dead. Oh, but that's no good. Because a person when comes up after 120, only brings with him this man that he spent over here in Olam Hazeh. If everything dies over here, is what he's going up to Shemayim with. The answer is, a person's going to fill up his time over here with Olam Haba Dika time. With Olam Haba Dika Zach. And Olam Haba, Ruchni is Kulei Chaim. It's the only thing that doesn't die. The only thing that's oymed lenetzach, every mitzvah, the only thing that's not shaykh that itchina, the mitzvah should die, a mitzvah should... Every double ruchni, every dibbo ruchni, everything that's ruchni is alive. So mele, therefore, the only way that a person dies and goes up to Shemayim with his zman, which is zman which is the nivra, should also die, is if he filled the zman up. Zman is potential. Zman itself is like any other nivra, but if you fill up the zman with the neshama, you fill up the zman with the ruchni, so then the zman goes up with you. So that's the avoid of every single person. The person who lives his life is kulei ruchni, meaning he's living his life in Olam Haba whilst he's down here. He'll notice a peludi kazach, and that is that all the others of Tesh, Avram and Yaakov, they all came into contact with Mitzvah when they were still alive. Avram was in a kibshon eish, Yitzchak was on his bear, Yaakov was being killed by Esau a few times, Laban chased after to kill, and they all came in contact with death. Why? Because they wanted to kill that bechina. They wanted to kill life in Olam Hazeh, it ends up in zman. And it ends up in Mitzah, there's nothing left of it. They wanted to do away with that Bechinus Chaim. They wanted to be Kulei Dobuk to the Chaya Nitzchi, to the Olam, which is the Olam Shekula Toy, which is the Olam Shekula Netzach. It made it for them, all during their lives, they were filling the Zman up with Olam Haba. It made it at the end of their lives, they were full of Olam Haba, and that's how they went up to Olam Haba. But anything, any hour, doesn't have to be a Yom, any hour, any minute, or any day, any month, that a person doesn't fill up Ruchni, he's dead. He's dead forever, he hasn't done anything with it. A person's got to make a Kinyan with his Zman. These were her years. In other words, the years of Piteva die unless you fill them up, unless you walk on them, you fill them up with the Ruchnis. And then you coin them, and then they're your years, and then they're the years that you take up with you. That's the Pshat, Bas Kuf, Kabas Chof, Kabas Zayin. The Pshat is that Sora, in fact, even while she's getting older and older, the Chora, Al Piteva, you look at a person getting older and older, they're getting more and more dead. Because, like, you know, the apple gets more and more ripe, and then it dies. By Sarah, the older she was getting, Betzem, the younger she was getting. Bat Kof, because she was kept on infusing herself with new chias all the time. So that's the pshat. The pasuk is called Chayi Sarah, but the second pasuk begins Vatoma Sarah. In other words, the person who lives his Olam Habadika life down in Olam Hazeh, so the closer they get to Olam Haba, the more alive they're getting. The person had nothing to do with Olam Hazeh, he's living a toita life. So he gets to a stage where it's time for him to die, and that's the end. Our person down here is living a chayim, is living an Olam Habadika life, so the older they get, the younger they're getting mamish. Baskuf kebaskuf, baskuf kebazayin, because the kulei Olam Haba, Olam Haba is the Olam of Chayim. So the closer they actually mamish get to Olam Haba, which is the Olam of Chayim, is the more they're living, the more alive they are. That's the pshat. By you chay sara v'tom sara. At the time when she was nifter, she was more alive than she was ever before, because this was her whole life. Her whole life was infusing herself and internalizing and putting into herself Olam Haba. So that's how we have to look at zman. We have to look at zman as a kli, and as much ruchnis as you put in, because that's how much lasts. Oh, but stam zman. And that goes by without doing anything. If that zman dies like any other nivra, like an apple that also dies in this world. The Friedrich of Pittsburgh Rebbe used to have in his study where he used to learn, he used to have a clock where the second hand used to make a loud noise. So for us, such a thing would be irritating. Every second, it would make a noise. He says, have to, the person has to know that did he utilize this second, is this second dead or is this second alive? Every second he has to remind himself another second went by. And if it was a Gashmi Sikha second, it died like everything in this world. If it was a Ruchni Sikha second, it was an Olam Haba Sikha second. And that was the way Sora lived. So these types of people, the older they get, the younger they're getting, the more Olam Haba they're getting, until they mamish go into Olam Haba, and then they're more alive than they ever were. So,